Good morning. We're learning Kayadam Hilchos Tefillin. We're looking at Klal Gimel Siman Dalet. B'chol the mitzvahs sorach levarach over lasiyasa. By all mitzvahs, we know the rule is when we make a bracha on the mitzvah, we're supposed to do it before we do the mitzvah. We make the bracha and then we take the dalet minim. So it's like kaidam sheoisa hamitzvah. So the word over, which is the language that Chazal used for this halacha. The word oiver means beforehand. So when is the appropriate time? But we know there's a rule, even though it's supposed to be oiver lasiyasin, it's not supposed to be oiver the oiver before the before. It has to be immediately preceding, because we do not want to have any interruption between the bracha and doing the mitzvah. So a person still has multiple things to do before he can do the mitzvah. It's not the appropriate time yet to make the bracha. It's when you're ready to do the mitzvah. But at the same time, you want to do it, make sure you do it before you do the mitzvah. So when is the appropriate time to make the bracha? So putting it on your arm is not the key of the mitzvah. If it would be, you would have to make the bracha before you put the tefillin on your arm. But you're not making the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is not just to be on your arm, it's to be tied to your arm. There has to be a kishira, a binding to the arm. So it comes out that if you make the bracha before you put the tefillin on your arm, you're still two steps away from the mitzvah. You have to put it on your arm and you have to tighten it. So that would be over the over. So first you put the tefillin on your arm and then you make the bracha. The kishirasan hi gemar mitzvasan. Now, it's interesting language of the Chayodim. The language of the Shulchan Aruch is Kshirasim Zuhi Asiyasin. That's the moment of the Asiyah, of doing the mitzvah, is the time. The Chayodim seems to say it's the Gemar, it's the completion of the process. Because obviously the point is, the mitzvah is to tie the tefillin, to have the tefillin on your body. So putting them on your arm, even before they're taught, is some element of the mitzvah, but it's okay to make the bracha because it's not considered you completed the process of having the tefillin on your body until you've tied it tightly. So, but it's not that we look at putting on your body is like nothing is done. So here we have an idea that your person makes a bracha in the middle of the process. The process has multiple steps, and the Chayyadim seems to be understanding that making a bracha in the middle of the process, since you did not fulfill the mitzvah until you finish the whole process, that's a valid place to say the bracha. As a matter of fact, that is the preferred place to say the bracha. That's a chiddush of the Chayyadim over here, which the language of the Shulchan Aruch does not seem to support. The shorosh, you make the bracha before you tighten them on your head. But they have to be in your head already. Do not make the bracha when you still have the shorosh in your hands, because that's first you have to put the shorosh on your head, and then you have to tighten it. And that would be considered halachically the havi kadim the kadim. That's considered the before of the before. So the person puts the shorosh on his head, and before he positions it appropriately and tightens it, he pauses and says the bracha for the tefillin shorosh. That's the considered you're doing it right before you do the mitzvah, but to do it earlier will be considered kaidim the kaidim. Have a good day.